You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. It's Sports Junkies Live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. But joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, it's Mike Jones, NFL columnist for USA Today. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. We all enjoyed that game last night. Maybe a little surprising how much KC dominated the Ravens, but they clearly have their number.
Yeah, I was very surprised as well because I knew that the Ravens had done work to upgrade their defense. I figured that they would kind of try to follow a blueprint similar to what the Chargers did last week to slow that offense down of the Chiefs. But, man, I was wrong. This Ravens offense is not built to play from behind at all. And the Chiefs are just basically a cheat code. You know, whatever they want to do, they're going to do it. And it was just pretty amazing to see the difference between elite and very good, because I still think the Ravens are a good team, but they're just nowhere near the level that Mahomes and the Chiefs are on.
Yeah, I mean, just the weapons that Mahomes had. He's got great coaches. He's got great weapons. He's unbelievable talent. And I really expected Lamar to play well. I mean, I was very shocked that he couldn't throw for 100 yards. It's just one of those games where it's a Monday night. I mean, it's a national stage. I know you're not playing in front of fans, but you certainly expected a better performance.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, I picked up Lamar as my, like, top guy in DraftKings last night, thinking he was going to, you know, be the one to get the extra points over Mahomes. But, I mean, goodness, it looked like they haven't really progressed from what they were last season. That offense didn't look any more imaginative. Meanwhile, you have the Chiefs, who have all the weapons in the world and can just run a straight-up offense, but they are just pulling out all these tricks out of their hats. And I mean, again, I know that Lamar, you know, he had receivers drop passes. I think his tight end Andrews dropped like four passes in key moments, but their defense wasn't able to slow down the Chiefs either, and so that really put pressure on that offense and they weren't able to deliver.
Mike, on a quick side note, you know, the Chicago Bears always get goofed on for passing on Mahomes in that draft, but the Jets took Jamal Adams at number six, and I know he's a good defensive player who they've since traded. They could have had Patrick Mahomes as well. So, I mean, it wasn't just the Bears. There were a bunch of teams that passed on Mahomes and didn't see the potential that he had.
Absolutely. I mean, he went 10th overall, so that means that not just nine teams passed on him, but anybody who had foresight that could have jumped up to trade, you know, to jump ahead of the Chiefs to trade for him, nobody else saw that. Or didn't have the resources for it. And I remember his rookie year, I was doing a poll talking to people about, okay, what do you think of the top quarterbacks under 30 and their potential? And people said that they thought he would eventually grow into be a really good quarterback, but nobody saw anything like this. So give credit to him, give credit to Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and the way that they use him. I think it's just like a perfect fit for them because, you know, some of these plays they're drawing up, yes, it is wide open as some of these receivers are. Any quarterback could throw to them, but a lot of these plays are made because Mahomes is just that special.
Yeah, I mean, the dime he threw to Hill was perfect. The sidearm one that he threw to Sammy Watkins, which wasn't a huge play, but it's just his skill level is absurd.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And some people were like, oh, Mitch Trubisky could have done that underhand pass. I don't know.
No.
The angle, the way he waited just the last second to flip it. I mean, I still think that, yeah, that was a great play design, but I think you could design that because of who you're working with.
And like you said, it's a perfect fit, right? If you want your quarterback to develop, you want Andy Reid to be involved, right?
Exactly.
I mean, if he was drafted by, let's say, the Giants, and who was the coach then, Cakes? Was it McAdoo at that time?
May have been, yeah.
I mean, there's no way he's as good with another team that as he is with the Chiefs. I'm not saying he wouldn't be good, but it's just a perfect fit for him to succeed. And like you said, he's got all those weapons.
Exactly. Chicago should have got him, but I mean, they didn't even have the same coaching staff. I mean, they've been looking for their quarterback for how long now? They wouldn't have gotten what they need out of Mahomes. He wouldn't have been the world beater that he was. You also look at what was around him. Say the Jets had got him. There's nothing around him, to help him get better. He went to a Kansas City team that was already a playoff team with Alex Smith. And after 1 year, he elevated them to a Super Bowl, were contender, and then the next year, Super Bowl team. So, again, it's a hand-in-glove fit for him and for them.
You know, speaking of quarterbacks, you wrote a nice piece here in USA Today about the quarterbacks that are struggling, and, Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold. And, of course, here in D.C., we're setting it up. We've done this for 30, 40 years. We specialize in quarterback controversies. And, Mike, look, in a perfect world, you want to give a kid like Haskins a full season to develop. But here's the reality. You can't have 16 duds in the NFL. You just can't. And he's already on the hot seat, and you can hear it in what Rivera's saying already.
Yeah, it's really interesting because the tone Rivera, what he took on Sunday, saying, he's in 10 starts. I still see him as a rookie. And then on Monday was definitely different. So he looked at film and saw some of the same mistakes he's been seeing, some of the same things he's been harping on, and I think maybe he was hoping to light a fire under Haskins. And I know Haskins has been working, but I guess they feel like they need more out of him. But my question is this. What did you put around this kid to make him better? That offensive line is trash. The wide receiver core, pretty much outside of McLaurin, trash. Your defense, you've got a great front there, but your tight end, you've got a former quarterback playing tight end. You don't have a go-to weapon. There's nobody that can take the pressure off of Haskins. So if you switch to Kyle Allen, you're going to have some of the same stuff. I mean, maybe he won't throw three interceptions in one game. But Kyle Allen, I think, was like 2-14 or something like that with the Panthers. And he had Christian McCaffrey as his go-to guy. So I just don't think that this team is really – he said that the roster, the locker room is in win-now mode. Well, this team isn't in win-now mode. You guys didn't build the team the way you needed to be in win-now mode. You didn't do anything in free agency. So you can't expect that Haskins is going to go out there and elevate this team right now. He's still trying to figure out what day of the week it is and what all the coverages and everything are. And I think that Scott Turner also is trying to learn because until – Sunday, he didn't do a good job of putting them into an early rhythm either. It's like he just kind of throws stuff out there, and he's a first-year play caller as well.
No doubt.
So this is all a learning experience here. So you've got to give this kid time because you haven't done everything you can to fortify this team because it's a process. We know this team isn't ready to win now. It's a multi-year process.
You're right, and he doesn't have many weapons, but it's just the way the league is, Mike. You just can't go 16 games and have dud after dud. You have to show some flashes.
Exactly.
And he just hasn't shown that yet. It's unfortunate.
Give us a Justin Herbert flash. We haven't seen it.
We're all
not even one 300-yard game.
But I'm just saying this. After hearing his tone and his tone change, and you're exactly right, it did. I'm telling you, he's got three more games because they're going to probably get smoked this week. Right? Against the Ravens. Then they have the Rams. Yep. Probably lose that, and it probably won't be pretty. And then if he can't find a way to lead them to a victory over the Giants, it's over. He's going to take a rest. You watch. It'll be that quick.
It's going to be interesting to see. I still think you go till, you got to go a little further than that. Because
my prediction.
What he's working
you watch.
With.
That's just my prediction.
But again, I can't say that you're wrong because I can totally see it because I just know how stuff works here. Yeah. And how it's been for years. And is it fair to Haskins? Maybe not. But
I mean, Mike, he just might not be good enough. You know, you write about it in your column that he continues to do the same things, overthrow receivers, go to predetermined receivers. The fundamentals are bad. Even if he worked in the entire offseason, if there's no progress, and right now through three games we haven't seen any progress, he might be more mature off the field, he might be doing all of the work and all those things, but if there's no progress on the field, how much rope do you give the guy?
I think that this is a huge week for him right here because, okay, do I expect that they're going to keep up with the Ravens? Absolutely not, because the Ravens are going to be ticked off after last night, and really going to, you know. Mm-hmm. But I want to see him being smarter with the ball. As we saw Mahomes, you know how many times he could have thrown interceptions, but he knows how to pump fake. He wants to go there, then he's like, oh, nope, I better hold this thing, fake the guy out, and then make another throw. I want to see Haskins doing some pump fakes and making decisions like, okay, what's the smart decision here? I know where the guy's supposed to be, but you got to be thinking, you know, when I talked to him this offseason at training camp about playing, you know, working, using the game of chess to be a step ahead. Well, let's see that you're starting to think a step ahead because you're making your mind up way too soon, and he's got to start, you know, being more aware of things. And look, again, it's a small sample size, but this week I want to see him take care of the football and make some accurate throws where you have a guy that's on a money play, because there are so many times that, you know, it was like 6 inches too high because he didn't plant his foot or have the right base, or, you know, it's just little things that he's still learning. And I mean, you look at him, he had a great college career, he beat out Joe Burrow, but you is this a ceiling, or, you know, can he grow? I don't know, we'll see.
What's going on with Kirk Cousins? I guess he had a better game, but he still threw a couple picks, kind of a disastrous start for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I figured that they were going to struggle having lost Stephon Diggs more than they realized. They love Thielen, and yes, he gets open, he's reliable and everything, but it really helps when you have a guy like Diggs on the other side of you. Now that you don't have him there, so that hurts you there. Also,
although Jefferson had a big game for him, who they drafted from LSU.
Right, so that helps, but you also, in addition to that, you lost Kevin Stefanski, you've got Kubiak, so your offense should have had a pretty decent carryover, but Cousins just hasn't looked comfortable. And I don't know what it is because, you know, they didn't bring in somebody from the outside. But I guess that the wrinkles are enough that it's made him, you know, less effective. I don't know. But he just got another extension. They're counting on him. They were expecting to be a team contending for that division. And right now they're in a bad way. And, yeah, he had a better game, but they really need a win in the worst way.
By the way, Mike, you might have to pay me to watch Thursday's game, Denver at New York against the Jets.
Hey,
and those are two teams that probably want to lose because they want to have the number one pick. But, man, that's going to be awful.
Yeah. I mean, somebody had asked me if I would do a post-game analysis, radio hit. And I was just like, I'm sorry, I'm not staying up for that game.
Smart man.
I can't do it. I'll catch the highlights the next day because that is going to be one of those where you really are just annoyed at yourself for wasting your time.
Mike, speaking of teams that are desperate for wins, it doesn't look like they'll get one this week. The Eagles, what's happened to Carson Wentz? 3 touchdowns against 6 picks. He's thrown 7 in each of the last 3 years. He's going to pass that against the Niners, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a couple things. Obviously, his offensive line is in shambles, and so I don't think that he has the confidence to sit back there behind them. Sometimes you get a little shell-shocked, and you start seeing ghosts where, you know what, you actually did have decent protection there. You could have just, you know, held onto it a second longer, and he's forcing things because I think he feels like, okay, I've got to make this happen. Also, he's got a lot of young wide receivers that, he doesn't have the greatest chemistry with yet, I don't believe, or confidence in. Or you have DeSean Jackson, who's, you know, getting kind of old, and he is not what he was. So I think that all of that stuff adds up, and I just wonder, I haven't seen, Doug Peterson alter what he's asking of him to help him get into a better rhythm. There are times when he goes no huddle and he's better, and then you just see him start forcing stuff when they slow some stuff down. So Peterson's got to be better for Wentz, and Wentz has got to be better for the team, because I just think right now he's putting a whole lot of pressure on himself, trying to win the game at every single throw instead of taking what the defense gives from him. It's crazy because this is a guy who's been in the league for, what, 5 years now, and you expect better because we saw him at an MVP type of level before he got hurt. But that was several years ago, and, you know, he's got to find a way, and I don't know what's going to get him out of the rhythm, because last week would have been a really good get-right game, and he's not going to get it this week.
Well, explain what Peterson was thinking at the end of that game when it's tied and there's 13 seconds left, and they're going to kick the 59-yarder. They get a false start. What a dummy. The guy gets a false start. So that backs it up. Okay, I can understand not trying the 64-yarder, but why aren't you at least throwing a Hail Mary? You're going to burn 6 or 7 seconds minimum, maybe more, and maybe you get a pass interference. Maybe you get hooked there. And if you don't, okay, well, then Burrow has to throw a Hail Mary on the other side.
Right.
So what is he doing? Why is he punting?
He basically said, I don't have confidence in my quarterback. And that's a really, really bad thing right there. And also, look, you're supposedly this creative offense of mine. We saw the Chargers almost have a game-winning play where, you know, Allen caught it and flipped it back to, you know, Eckler, and he would have walked in for the touchdown. Show me some creativity. Show me you're at least going to try to give your guys a chance right there. But just saying, you know what, fine, we'll just play for a tie, that's really a bad message that you're sending going forward. And, you know, we'll see how the season goes. I'm not saying that Peterson's on the hot seat right now, but this thing looks like it could go south pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's Mike Jones from USA Today. Thanks a lot for joining us, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we're going to hit on what he talked about, and that is Dwayne Haskins. Yesterday, Ron Rivera, the head coach, changed his tone and said that there is a cutoff point, and talked about the team playing hard and going for wins. EB says 3 games. I kind of agree with you. He's got to show something in the next 3 games or they're going to pull the plug. Ron Rivera, the head coach, talked about it yesterday. It's not just the junkies arguing about it. How much rope do you think Dwayne Haskins deserves and gets? We'll open up the phone lines at 800-636-1067 next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Opening up the AAA Always On Call listener lines at 800-636-1067. As we did want to get back into Haskins. Spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Dwayne Haskins and how much rope we would give him. I know Cakes is on the side of full season. Jason, mostly a full season guy. Eric and I are giving him 3 games. Well, yesterday, the head coach kind of changed his tune. Hear what he says about Dwayne Haskins being young and not being considered a rookie anymore.
Tell him I had a chance to talk to both Kenny and Scott about it, and they both felt that he was a little too fast coming off from one to the other. He's got to start with his progression a little bit better. And there were some mechanical issues that he's got to continue to work on and get better at. I mean, again, as I said, you know, the thing that at some point is that he's going through this process. He's growing, he's developing, but we've got to continue to see positive growth. We can't see a regression. And the one thing he has to understand is there's a certain point where you're no longer a rookie. I mean, again, to me, he's still learning and growing, but there is a point where, hey, you know what? You should be being more positive with your plays.
Hmm. So that's where he started, and then he gets a little more specific about that point here.
Yes, they do. And again, there were a lot of guys that gave their heart, put their heart out on the field, and truthfully, they deserve better. I mean, when you look at the way, you know, Deron played and Jonathan and Montez, I mean, you know, guys like that are leaving it on the field. John Bostic, I mean, you know, guys played hard. You know, then you turn around the offense side, you look at those guys on the offensive line were battling and fighting too. And, you know, the things that the backs did and the receivers and the tight, I mean, you have to, you know, say at some point there is, and I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
You know, when that bridge may be, is there like a cut point? Like, obviously you want
there
to
is. For me, there is.
Progress, but is there going to be a time where you just got to, in a sense, maybe cut bait in a way?
Yes, there is. I mean, again, and you brought up the point, and it's a very good point, is that there are guys in that locker room that are playing well enough for us to win. And again, we have to make sure everybody is playing well enough to win at that point. And there is a cutoff point for me. There is.
Mm-hmm. And there it is. And we want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. I'm wondering, as I was listening to that again, you know, as that clip from training camp went viral again yesterday. Mitch Tischler posted it from NBC Sports Washington, where Thomas Davis was saying, "You're staring at him, bro. You got to get off the receiver." Mm-hmm. Thomas Davis played under Ron Rivera for a while. I'm just wondering, maybe a guy like Thomas Davis has gone to Ron Rivera and said, "Look, the guy just doesn't have it."
Hmm.
You know, players know. And so that's what
we
don't know.
I doubt that they're getting involved. I doubt it.
Well, when he's talking about, you know, he's basically saying we can't let the other players down if we have a subpar quarterback and we might have to make a change. Maybe some players are coming to him quietly and saying, hey,
that could be the case. But what's the problem if you, what's the issue then if you get rid of Haskins or send him to the bench and then Kyle Allen comes in and plays, you know, at an equal level or possibly even worse than Haskins? I mean, that's possible.
Eric, you know what I noticed in that clip is that, Ron defended the line.
Mm-hmm.
He said the line, you know, the offensive line was fighting hard.
Yeah.
And I think that was a big excuse for a lot of fans was that, well, Dwayne's not getting time, the pressure's, the line's not, you know, stopping the blitz.
They're fighting.
But, you know, it seemed like Ron praised the line.
Well, they played better this week. I thought that the line gave him opportunities. He made bad throws.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He was taking chances, and he was eyeing down receivers.
It wasn't like the interceptions, he was crushed.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
All right. We've all agreed we think they're going to lose the Ravens big. Yeah. Ravens going to be pissed off. Even though it's short week, we think that they're going to be
I mean,
pissed.
I'm praying for a win, and I'm hoping, but.
It would be a seriously, it'd be the
hope,
biggest
not
upset.
A good, not a good
it'd be the biggest
plan.
Upset nope. In the NFL this year if right? Washington yes. beat Baltimore. Yeah. All right. Two, we think they're going to lose the Rams. So if they lose both of those games and he plays bad, right, and turns the ball over a bunch, are you giving him the Giants start, or are you pulling him before the Giants and letting Kyle Allen play against a bad team?
I'm giving him the Giants because I'm giving him a little softy here.
All right.
And if you can't beat the Giants, who can you beat? And you have to shut them down.
I think it depends, Jason. I generally agree with Eric, but if he has two awful games, you know, if he has a similar game like he had against Cleveland this week and throws a couple of picks and doesn't do anything to speak of that you can say, wow, he's showing some progress, and he does that again against the Rams, then I probably would move on. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, how much do you have to see? That'd be five games. I understand that's maybe not fair. But if he's shown no signs of progress in five games,
okay,
what's
well
the
then
point of giving him the six?
Okay, well, then you're officially looking for a quarterback next year.
Correct.
100%.
And remember,
if
when
you
Kyle Allen
make this move, I don't think it's to, well, watch for two or three games, then we're going to turn back to you. Not unless Kyle Allen is a complete and utter disaster.
Now, I don't know. I wouldn't expect it to be Alex Smith if they replace him. I think it'll be Kyle Allen. But remember, last year when Kyle Allen, now he won five games. He was 5-8, I think, with Carolina last year. And he won the first four, and everyone was like, oh, my God, where did this kid come from? Right, undrafted, right. He's next Joe Montana. Okay, but then he threw 16 picks in seven games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right, so
figuring him out.
Once he was on film, they started to figure him out. So just remember what you're asking for if you want to bench
Dwayne Haskins. But it's not even about Kyle Allen.
I know
it's about next man up.
But you're going to get the same mistakes.
Maybe. Probably. You might get different mistakes.
Could get worse.
You're going to get turnovers.
It could actually be worse than
it's
Haskins.
Possible it could be worse. But look, you just are not afforded the opportunity to be bad 16 weeks in a row. You're just not. That's not how the league works.
It could be worse, but some of those things which Ron Rivera, the head coach, was talking about, and he was referencing when he said Kenny, that's Ken Zampezi, who's the quarterback's coach. When he was talking about what Zampezi and Scott Turner, the offensive coordinator, were telling him, some of those things, like going through the progressions too fast, is actually what they were saying. Maybe Kyle Allen, because he's been in the system, is better at those things than Dwayne Haskins. We know he doesn't have a better arm. We know he doesn't have a better skill set and talent, but he may be better within the system and give the offense a better chance to move the ball down the field consistently than Dwayne Haskins right now.
And Jason, maybe he's improved. Maybe Kyle Allen is improved.
You don't have Christian McCaffrey to throw to.
That's true.
We just had Chris Russell on a few days ago. He said he was a disaster in camp.
He doesn't have DJ Moore to throw to.
I don't think Kyle Allen's the answer by any stretch. But it's about the next man up, whoever that is. Signing off the street. Somebody. You can't keep trotting a guy out who has dud after dud. Now, he's still the starting quarterback. He could go out and play well this week.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
he could really quiet people. He's at this point right now. If he had one, let's say he had one really solid games, that would quiet everybody for weeks.
Yeah.
But if he just keeps having duds, the chant, it just gets louder and louder. And eventually, every coach caves. They all do. Because it's going to get so loud and people are going to get so fed up.
Hopefully the Ravens pass rush is toothless like it was last night against the Chiefs this weekend at FedEx. Right. Hopefully that happens.
Well, it's not like the Browns were all over Haskins. I think that's what Ron Rivera is saying. Look, I think he was sacked three times and Myles Garrett's a good player, but it's not like they were all over Dwayne Haskins. That wasn't the case. He made bad throws. Let's go to the phones.
They stripped him.
800-636-1067.
They stripped him for a fumble, and that led to more points.
So all right, who's up?
Got to factor that into.
All right, let me see here. Hold on 1 second. Forgive me. Let's go to Andre at line one in Manassas. Andre, what's up, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. So I'm not going to sit down here and say I know more than the coach. Obviously not. I'm just a guy. But I will say this. I mean, if Trubisky got 2 years, at the very least, you need to give Haskins, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of Haskins. I'm really not, but I've listened to, 106.7 The Fan for so many years. I know there was a guy, I can't say it was your show, but some quarterback guru, might have been a GM, says your starting quarterback needs to at least get, I don't know whether it was X amount of snaps or start X amount of games, but until that quarterback gets that number, again, whether snaps or games, you can't really say, this individual doesn't have it yet. And as bad as Dwayne has looked, I don't know he's gotten to whatever that number was where that guy was saying this. You have to wait until this guy gets.
Andre, how old are you?
I am 43.
Okay, so you remember Heath Shuler, right?
Yeah, I do.
How long did it take for you to realize he wasn't that good? Did you need that number of snaps and whatever the GM said? Maybe it was Charlie Castle said it. Did you need those number of starts?
No, you don't. But I mean, ultimately, sometimes I guess these guys do these things to save face. Now I realize that Rivera has no reason to save face. He didn't select Haskins. But no matter what everybody says, I do know Dan Snyder still has his thumb in the operations. Again, I've always been a big fan of Trevor Lawrence. I would love for Trevor Lawrence to come here. I just think that going into the year, I always said that I'd like to see Haskins get the complete year. Because at the end of the day, you switch Haskins right now, and you end up winning two extra games. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, it's you might as well just give him the entire year to prove himself. You play Allen, and Allen wins two games, and now we're 3-13 as opposed to 1-12. I mean, or 1-15 doesn't really change the calculus a whole lot.
Thank you, Andre.
All right, let's go. Let me see. Let's go to Darren in Richmond. Darren, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, man? Is my name's Aaron, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
It's all good, man. But I just wanted to say, I was going to say three games like you, EB, but
yeah.
I think it would be more like two, man, because it's like it's 32 teams in an NFL. I don't need to see what you can do against the Giants for me to be impressed.
Right.
If you can't do it versus the Ravens or the Rams, then it doesn't matter to me either. You know what I mean? At this point, like I said, I was one of those guys that would call up here and argue about Haskins and root for him and stuff. You guys tell me I was wrong. But now I'm seeing the light. He just doesn't have it. And then we're
doesn't
going to a
like
mobile quarterback league now. You know, we're getting away from the pocket passer now. Defenders are faster. Quarterbacks are faster. You know, all of the pocket passers struggle now. You know, so
I think that's a bit of an overstatement. There are some pocket passers that are slaying it right now.
Yeah. I don't think his problem is that he's a pocket passer.
Yeah.
His problem is when he's out of rhythm, that it seems to fall apart. You know, I got people that are tweeting me that coach football, and multiple people, and they say the same thing, that when he's in rhythm, 1, 2, 3, boom, he's fine. But it's when he's gets out of rhythm, and then he has to kind of freelance. We had our guests just say that. When he has to freelance a little bit, it starts to fall apart.
He's making the same mistakes another kid would make in his 12th start or 13th starts.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
But he just hasn't had, to counter it though, Jason, he hasn't had those games like Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert have already had. You know, he just hasn't had enough moments where you would be able to counter it and say, yes, he has his struggles, but we've seen what he can become.
True, but he's had moments.
Moments, but you got to have at least one game.
He's had moments.
Okay, yes, he's thrown a touchdown pass in the game. In fact, he's thrown multiple passes.
Occasional throws and stuff where I go, oh, yeah, okay, all right, we can do this. But I've never seen four quarters.
I mean,
can we rewind all of the tape after they came back and beat the Eagles? And how many people, including people on the show, were predicting 9 wins after that?
Nobody on the show predicted 9 wins. Come on.
Well, Bickle was pretty close to 7, maybe 8.
No, okay. I think I said 7.
He thought that this was a totally different team. Now he's predicting 2-14.
No, I'm not predicting anything. I'm just saying that I could tell by the tone, I could tell by my eyes that this kid doesn't have much. He's not much longer for this position.
You don't even need to look at the eyes. Just look at the stats. He's dead last in completion percentage, and he was there last year. In fact, his completion percentage this year is lower than it was last year. So all that stuff in the offseason that he was working on the fundamentals and he lost weight and all those things, those are great, but they haven't translated to better play on the field.
Yeah, and hit the deck is stacked against him. There's no doubt about it that he had the worst offseason in NFL history.
Right.
Not him personally. The league did.
And by the way, if you move on from Haskins, there's no guarantee that the next person you bring in, especially if it's a rookie, is going to perform any better through his first 10 or a dozen starts.
Unless you draft someone special, because it takes someone special to be successful in this
league.
They're
not going to be quite bad enough to get the really special guy.
Hey, I'm going to plant
the
seed.
Not in that division.
Is Fields special? Maybe
EB.
He's special.
EB,
is really good.
I'm going to plant the seed just to get you a little sized.
Yeah.
And it's probably a 1 in a million.
Yeah.
What if they call Andrew Luck?
I just don't think he's coming back. I think guy cares about football.
I think a more plausible call is to Cam Newton.
Yes.
It's to Cam Newton.
Why would Belichick let him go? Because he won't want to pay him.
You throw more money at him than the Patriots are willing to pay? I'm throwing scenarios out there.
Yep, it's possible.
A bunch of people want to chime in. How much rope should the Washington football team give Dwayne Haskins? You heard Ron Rivera say there is a cutoff point. We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on a Pro Football Focus Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we have the best analysts in the game join us at 9 o'clock. Today, Sam Monson's going to join us from PFF. We'll get the PFF take on Dwayne Haskins, but right now, the phone lines are locked and loaded. How much rope do you give Dwayne Haskins? The head coach yesterday acknowledged there is a cutoff point, said he doesn't want to hear any talk about him being a rookie anymore, that he needs to show signs of improvement. Who's up?
All right, let's go to, Let's go to Jaime, our buddy Jaime, line one in Manassas. Hey, Jaime, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, this is what's going on right now, man. I was very optimistic. I was telling everybody that we have to give him the whole season to have him develop and everything. And I have to be honest, I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm holding my nose right now,
me too.
But I think we have to give them until the bye week at least, because we have to make sure 100% that we close that book. And I don't think this season is about winning games. Look at the coach; he's not even coaching for four quarters, right? not calling timeouts and everything. I think this is an evaluation process. So we have to make sure that we close the book on Dwayne Haskins. It's not going to be 3 weeks.
Well, I think they're going to be able to close the book on him after about 10 to a dozen starts.
But here's the thing.
Market improvements.
I don't think it's fair to him. It's not fair to him on 100 levels. But it's not fair to close the book and say we're all done and wipe your hand. Sometimes, guys, you just have to sit him. I mean, Kirk Cousins, how many times did he get benched before he got solidified as a starter? Now, it's harder when you're a first-round pick because if you're not playing, then, you know, they like to move on and stuff. But I think – I'm not suggesting his career's over if he doesn't win in the next three games. But I do think they will shut him down for a while.
I think his career here is basically over.
It might be, but I'm not suggesting that it should be.
Unless they just see him as a backup.
Or maybe they just – maybe they still see things they like, but you say, listen, he's still not there yet. He needs more time. I mean, you know – sometimes, guys, they get benched a few times before they settle in. I'm just trying to give him that opening. I'm not anti-Haskins.
Let's go to Craig.
I just don't think he's – if he gets sent to the bench, I don't see him resurfacing in two weeks.
I'm just saying I would bench him after the Giant game if he doesn't improve.
Let's go to Craig in Alexandria, line two. Craig, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, let me just say this. I'm not a big Washington football team fan. But I am an Ohio State alum, not alumni.
Thank you.
And, you know, and so I'm pulling for the kid, but he just, it looks like he short arms every throw. It's just his mechanics and his arm motion just seem completely off. So I just don't see how his accuracy is going to improve unless he completely changes his delivery.
But then you see a guy like Mahomes, his mechanics, you know, his footwork is not necessarily perfect.
Yeah, but Mahomes is a baseball player. He comes from a baseball background. He's been playing baseball his life. And it's a completely different,
you know. There have been a lot of baseball guys that have struggled. I mean, Chris Wanky was a baseball player.
I know, but Eric, some guys are just better.
I agree!
De Niro is a better actor than Keanu Reeves.
I agree.
I mean, some guys are just better at what they do.
I'm calling for benching in three games. You're preaching to the choir. But I'm also just trying to say that just because, his fundamentals aren't right doesn't mean for sure he's doomed. Some guys had mediocre fundamentals, and they're just special.
He has the arm. It's a lot of things.
It's decision-making.
Decision-making, his footwork. Let's go to Taylor.
How about its touch?
Yeah.
He doesn't have the touch on a lot of
probably those. Doesn't have confidence right now. He can't. How can he have self-confidence right now?
Well, he keeps slinging it.
How about his supporting cast? I'm not
supporting cast. He doesn't have a supporting cast either. He doesn't have a great supporting cast.
The front office threw a gigantic bag of money at Amari Cooper. He turned it down for less to stay in Dallas. And then their fallback
then
plan
quit.
Was Dontrell Inman.
Right.
So, I know that he got on twice.
By the way, Amari Cooper made a great life decision by turning it down.
Absolutely. I'll just say snake bitten a little because maybe they believed in Kelvin Harmon. Let's go to Taylor in Upperville. Taylor, you're on with the Junkies. What's up?
Hey, I think Haskins has a good future. But let's face it, he hasn't had the experience that he needs to have to be a great NFL quarterback. He played at Bullis, which historically is a subpar D.C. school. You know, at Ohio State, he was surrounded by the best athletes ever. He didn't have to prove that much at Ohio State. And then he gets thrown in the NFL where he's surrounded by really a subpar offense. And, you know, the kid just needs some time to develop. His footwork's awful. And he just he needs to turn into an NFL quarterback. I wish he could have sat behind Alex Smith longer, but, you know, the leg happened. And I have faith in the guy. I just think he needs time.
Well, they wouldn't have drafted him
if
his leg didn't.
He wouldn't be on the team if Alex didn't break the leg.
Yeah.
And I disagree with the notion that he didn't face competition at Ohio State. He had to beat out the number one pick in the draft in Joe Burrow to get his job. So
yeah,
he did face some competition there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
he's talking about defenses. He's talking about defenses. Right?
But he also had NFL receivers all over the place.
Sure.
He had NFL running backs. He had offensive line that was, you know, one of the top five
in
the country.
I'd argue he might be a totally different guy if he had 3 years of college experience, 30-some college starts, right?
Possibly, yeah.
He could be a totally different guy by now. Although, like Urban Meyer, was Urban there still at that time when Haskins was there?
Yeah.
Urban is not necessarily known for developing great quarterbacks. I was always shocked at how they didn't break Tebow down better. You know, he came so ill-prepared. Let's go to Chris in Woodbridge. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Doug?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, you know, I agree with Taylor to some degree. Haskins does have a good future at Dick's Sporting Goods because he would be nothing to say that he could be an average NFL quarterback at best. And at some point, not giving a fair assessment to the rest of the offensive players, as bad as they may be, if you've got mediocre quarterback play. Like, you know that in order to win in the NFL, at the quarterback position, you got to be either very good to special. And he's not even average, in my opinion.
I think you make a good point. You need a better phone or a better connection, Chris. And let's go back to this point, too. Dwayne Haskins maybe was just classically overdrafted.
Yes.
It happens all the time, especially with quarterbacks.
Of course.
You think Christian Ponder wasn't overdrafted?
And look who drafted him.
Right. It wasn't the football people that wanted him. It wasn't the coaching staff. The owner wanted Dwayne Haskins. It was a big push by the owner.
Yeah.
And how much did Dan Snyder know about football and personnel?
Jay made that clear.
Right.
That he wasn't ready. All right. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air. Mike, see how quickly it turns?
I hear you, buddy. Well, you know what? The one thing that I noticed, that I have noticed with Haskins, is he has a real hard time looking off a primary receiver, which is one reason why there's so many interceptions. He's a young guy.
To be fair, there's not so many interceptions. I think that's overstated. In his career, in 10 starts, I think he has 10 interceptions.
Yeah. You know, the offensive line could play better. I mean, we have to admit that, but he has some weapons. McLaurin is really great. I mean, I love what I see with this kid. But
he's a great player. Got
to give him a little bit of time. But we got to also say, look, there's got to be a point where we say this guy is a really good backup, but he's not a starter. And I think that Rivera understands that because he's even kind of putting him on the hot seat a little bit. But, I mean, let's give him a little bit of time, but, I mean, let's not sit there and say that, you know, he needs, like, 3 seasons or stuff like that because that's ridiculous. You know, look at these teams that bring in guys from the draft like Wilson and stuff like that, and now they're championship teams. We can't be playing around. He might be a good backup, but we have to think about that. And Rivera may have to put in the guy that he brought over from the Panthers. Why would that be a bid?
Because you're about as good as him?
But I'll tell you, you want to know something? This is one thing I do have to say, because it's been really bothering me with this name thing, saying it's going to take a year and a half to get a name. That's ridiculous. Call ourselves the Red Wolves. Wear the helmet with the R on it with the feathers in there. Everybody's happy. That's the way
I
see it.
Yeah, but, I don't think it's that easy.
A wolf
right?
with feathers? That makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. Come on. Let's reassess.
By the way, you live in Bel Air. Shouldn't you be a Ravens guy? I guess he's
gone. He hung up.
He hung up on him. All right, let's go.
I think he realized he made a dumb point.
Oh, we got a break. Okay.
All right, every Tuesday we have the best analyst in the business, Pro Football Focus Tuesday. Coming up next, we'll hear from Sam Monson on where Pro Football Focus has Dwayne Haskins and the rest of the Washington football team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.